WWIB, we've called this, it's kind of a morphing segment at 6:45 on a Monday morning on the WIB Wake Up Show. Halvo getting ready, kind of the warm up before Caleb and Hillary join the mix and it becomes a 3-person show. And we've had different segments of comedians, but and Drew Fralick, our buddy from Michigan, is a comedian and a counselor. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning. Good
yeah,
morning.
And so you? I was thinking, though, rather than just maybe the we need a different name, like instead of morning, because you make us laugh and think. So instead of make me laugh, I was thinking, like, instead you get the water on the grass is the morning dew. What if we call this our Monday morning Drew?
Okay, that's cool.
We'll Whatever. Start with that. We'll continue to try to improve upon our Monday morning Drew. But what do you got for us this morning?
Well, I want to talk about Halloween for a second here, because I feel like with Halloween, being the parent of a young kid, you know, you get roped into a lot of things you don't want to do. Like last week, they had this pumpkin hunt at my kid's school, you know, and they go, and so I say, you know, we're going on a pumpkin hunt. My kid says, well, what's a pumpkin hunt? And I'm like, well, you go out into the woods, you know, it's 40 degrees and raining and muddy and you're dressed up and you go hunt for pumpkins. And he's like, well, I don't want to go. And I say, well, we got to go, you know, put the costume on. I got him this raccoon costume. He says, I don't want to put the raccoon costume on. His kids are smarter than we
he's
are.
He's like 4 years old, right?
I say, put the raccoon costume on. He says, I don't want to. So it's like he's like a nonviolent protester, you know, like wriggling out of my hand.
Uh-huh.
And I say, put it on. He goes, why? And I say, because it's fun. And so we take him to this pumpkin house. And that's one example. Another thing is, you know, haunted houses, right? Everybody says, oh, you got to go to a haunted house. It's so much fun to be scared.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what a real haunted house is life. Like, why would I want to be scared when life is already so scary? So you can cue the scary music here.
Here we go.
This list. I got a couple things.
All right.
Life is scary. You got the music?
I got the music is going. Yes, go ahead.
It's like you go into life, you know, the check engine light came on in my truck.
It's yeah.
It's going to cost $1,200 to repair.
That's scary.
You're going to need a root canal, and it's not covered by insurance.
I came dangerously close to that last week. You're hitting too close to home here.
I got one on Monday.
Oh, wow.
At the drive-thru at Burger King, your kid just peed his pants so bad it somehow got all over his sock.
Yeah, right.
What's scarier than Freddy Krueger with an axe? How about the Lions' defensive line?
Hey, they won yesterday.
They did, yeah. Wasn't that great?
Yeah.
We're back to mediocrity.
Okay.
So you can check out more jokes and stuff like this on drewfralick.com. I'm on YouTube. As always, I appreciate you having me on, Mark.
Thanks again, Drew. Appreciate it. All right, making us laugh, making us think. Is this on Wisconsin? I couldn't tell. Well, anyhow, we're trying for that because as we talk about our weekend, yeah, highs and lows of Wisconsin. I watched some of the Badger game and saw it be a pretty competitive first half and kind of fall away from the Badgers. But yesterday, the highlight, my wife and I had a chance to go to Clearwater Review 2, and it was
fun.
Going on at the Pablo Center in the RCU Theater, and our son Dawson was in it with the Northern Air Show Choir, and I know one of the folks that you featured on your segment, the Spotlight, the student Spotlight, Deja Lo, got to hear her do some poetry.
Amazing,
yeah,
isn't
really,
she?
Really
and
is, yeah.
Her original work is just, wow.
It was like a Chippewa Valley variety show.
Yeah,
I mean,
cool.
Just, which even, well, included soup from soup to nuts. I mean, you had wrestling near the end, right before the Eau Claire marching band. So it was quite the activity. There we go.
That's awesome.
They helped close the show. So that was great. A fundraiser for Western Dairyland and others. Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley.
So fun.
Yeah, it was really good.
That's awesome. I literally spent a good portion of my weekend watching Paint Harden.
Really?
Yeah, because I took it upon myself to clean out our laundry room, storage room area downstairs. And we had all of these buckets of paint. I mean, we had probably at least a dozen buckets of paint. And some of them are only a little bit. Some of them are full. Some of them are, you know, but they're old colors that we don't use. And as you pry them open, the can is so rusty that all the rust falls into the paint. And the paint is all like nasty. Like this was not usable paint. Well, you can't just throw paint away. You have to harden it. So I tried multiple things to harden it, and it didn't go as well as I'd hoped. And I finally bought the stuff you pour into it, and did that to harden it. But that 5-gallon bucket of paint in my garage is still a little still too Latinous. But now it's like so thick that I have no idea how I would get more hardener in there. Anyways, that wasn't the highlight of my weekend, but it was funny to just like watch paint harden. Watched a zombie movie with my husband. It was glorious. And
you guys did some hiking, I thought I saw.
Yeah, we went hiking. Dean and I went hiking, spent a morning and part of an afternoon with a friend. We did some shopping together, Katie and I, and had just a lovely time and got free brats at Rump's, went hiking at, you know, Otter Creek, and took my kids out. Lissa and Katie and her daughter and I, we all went and had an evening out that was tremendous fun. I had a great weekend, other than that paint hardening not working.
I think it flips to a thumbs up weekend.
What do I do with a 5-gallon bucket of semi-hardened paint?
Put it on Facebook Marketplace.
Maybe someone will buy it. We all have random stuff in our house, right? Mm-hmm. Do you ever look around and think?
I have that drawer.
We all have that drawer.
We did a lot of purging to go to Africa, but then you start to reaccumulate.
Isn't it amazing how fast that happens? Yeah. So, but have you ever looked at something of yours and wondered, I wonder what that's worth?
Lot of times, and then usually I realize that it's not worth nearly as much as I thought it was, especially my football card collection.
Oh,
it's like, oh no, that John Elway with a holographic thing, that's got to be worth a lot. No, not really.
Yeah.
Like $7.
Well, $7 for something you got in a pack of gum for $1, that's a pretty good rate of return.
Considering how many football cards that I used to buy as a kid.
Well, an elderly French woman had this painting hanging in her kitchen. Whatevs. It was in good shape, except for it was covered in grime because it had been hanging just above her hot plate where she did her cooking. So, You know how that wall gets behind your stove?
Oh, yeah.
It's a little funky.
Kind of blackened and such.
She's unclear. She can't remember how she got it, why she got it, where she got it. Yeah. Turns out this thing was a 13th century masterpiece. And it sold for $26.5 million.
That'll pay for your kitchen reno a couple times over.
You just buy a new house. Wow.
Wait until you hear the rest of the story, though, right?
Well, that's the rest of the story, is that it was hanging over her hot plate.
Yeah, right.
Full of food and grime. It was a depiction of the passion of Jesus, the final stages of his life.
Mm. Wow.
Unsigned painting on a wooden panel. It went for 4 times more than what it was expected to go for.
Do they have a French
Good
version of Antiques Roadshow?
Right.
Which is an awesome show, by the way.
Yeah, there's a really cool Da Vinci exhibit starting up at the Louvre next year.
Huh.
I'd love to go. And it's one of the largest collections of his paintings. And it's missing one of his most famous paintings because it was sold for like $400 million. A few years ago, and the new owners not responded to their request to please, can we display this painting?
Maybe because if he has $400 million to blow on paintings, he doesn't want anyone to know where he lives.
Right?
We've got a lighthouse picture years ago. It was bought here in Eau Claire. It's got water crashing on it.
Oh,
I think it's really cool.
Cool.
I mean, it probably cost more than $100. I can't imagine shelling out that kind of dollars. Art, that's amazing.
Wow.
Hey, it's Bill Gates' birthday.
Oh.
There's a guy with money.
He could 64. Do it.
Happy birthday, Bill.
He could probably afford it. Well, it's getting to be that time, right? The cold and flu season.
Mm-hmm.
And survey says, think of Family Feud, 9 in 10 employees come to work sick.
Yeah.
It's really a fine line. I call this a difficult golf shot, right? Here's the deal. On the one hand, if you stay home, even if your company has sick days, and most do, generally, in the office, it's very possible people can go, well, I mean, how sick are they, really? Right? The speculation.
And you always feel that. Even if you know your coworkers, you always kind of feel that,
if you did stay home. On the other hand, if you go, people are going to be like, wow, you're just dying over there.
Yeah,
I mean, you're going to get...
Why
and there's always
here?
That person, I think, in just about every office place who's... Just like if they get sick within the next year, they're going to come back and say it was your germs, right? Don't you just love that person?
Keeping a record of wrongs.
Yeah. You're the one who gave this to me.
Shopping cart.
We don't even work together.
Right.
So why do people say they go to work sick? Why? 54% admit it's because they have too much work to do.
Oh.
Another 40% say they don't want to use up sick leave.
Oh.
So I don't know. I mean, nowadays, can't people work remote, though, and more and more?
And here's the thing with not wanting to use up sick leave. If you stay home for just a day or two, you will get better faster. You will heal and recover faster, and therefore, you'll be more productive when you do come back to work.
Having said that, though, let's go around and be honest. I'll start. I hate staying home sick. I mean, I don't want to be that softy, that wimp. And so I'll come in here. And sometimes in years past, I've learned how to care for my voice better. But in years past, you can just sound terrible.
Yeah.
Where are you guys at on it?
I mean, I think that I try to stay home because, like, with a medical background, I know the importance of staying home. I'm sure I've come in at times when you guys are like, seriously? But I will not come in if I'm running a fever.
Yeah, I think recently you were here a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was kind of a cold
kind of thing. But, you know, And that was kind of extenuating.
As far as you're going to go, yeah.
Yeah, but if I have a fever, I will not come into work. If I have any gastric stuff, if I have any GI stuff, I will not come to work.
TMI.
Yeah, I think maybe I've hopefully wised up just a bit. But there have been times, again, when I was doing the very early morning show, and it was very early, and I didn't want to inconvenience anyone by calling them at just after 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
I literally was stacking some songs here and going up so I could go throw up in the bathroom and clean up and disinfect and come back so I could be on the air and tell people on the air. It's like, well, I'm not feeling the greatest, but here's the devotional and let's go on to the next.
You raise a good question there, though. There's the nighttime before and the morning of, right?
Right.
I mean, that question of, well, maybe the sleep will help me, and then if it doesn't sufficiently.
So, like, when I was working as a nurse, this was the really complicated question because, yes, sometimes you're going to feel better in the morning, sometimes you're going to feel worse. Well, there's minimum requirements for calling into a nursing job, and it's like, you know, 4 to 6 hours minimum notice.
Uh-huh.
And so if you have to be to work at 5 a.m., 7, 8.
You don't want your nurse sneezing on you either.
No, and you have to be careful because you're dealing with immunosuppressed patients. So, it's a challenge.
My worst health crisis here was having a kidney stone attack while I was on the air late at night in the late 80s.
We love space. Space is exciting. How would you feel if it landed in your yard? Could be fun.
If space landed in my yard?
Well, space junk.
Will there be lightsabers?
Apparently, a space contraption parachuted into a Michigan couple's backyard. Oops.
Typically, they land in the ocean, I thought.
I don't know. They're trying to recover so many of these things now.
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome. So, this couple in Michigan, Nancy and her husband, Dan, were about to go outside and work with their horses. They heard a loud noise, looked out the window, and what to their wondering eye should they see? Satellite.
Get the shotgun, Mama. It's the aliens.
It sounds like the Superman origin story, right?
Yeah, right? Hope they didn't find a small
If it was in Kansas,
if there's a baby there, befriend him.
Exactly.
They said the four-legged object had an aluminum foil-wrapped box on top that included two large cameras and one Samsung cell phone. The things they put in our satellites, people. I don't know.
See, I talked to Drew from Michigan this morning. This would have been a good talking point.
Yeah. Exactly. So with space on the mind, I also found this recent survey that revealed that more than half of adults didn't know that our galaxy was referred to as the Milky Way.
It's not just a candy bar, kids.
It makes me sad. We live in the galaxy, the Milky Way, and some people believed the entire galaxy was called Earth. 1 in 6 adults. This is sad to me.
It's the old Jay Leno jaywalking.
Oh. Yeah.
No child left behind.
Also, 1 in 5 respondents believed that the sun was a planet.
Mm.
That makes me sad.
It's a star.
Well, the sun is a mass of incandescent gas, gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. There's a whole song about it. My children love to sing it.
Here's the thing. Maybe it's just because the general populace doesn't know as much about space as our friendly folks at NASA wish they would. So NASA's like, hey, we're going to take space to you. We're going to start dropping stuff in your yards until you get some knowledge.
They need knowledge. So hopefully we've enlightened some of you. I think we have a really intelligent listening population. So I think that
they're tuned here, so of course.
Right? I think that so many of you knew that the sun was a star and that Earth is a planet and the Milky Way is the galaxy in which we live.
And again, our public PSAs that chocolate milk does not come from brown cows.
Amen.
We serve to educate on Mondays.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.